This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Muskete. Hey, when I was a little boy, I lived in Lexington, Kentucky. We moved there when I was 5 or 6 from Louisville, near Louisville. And then that's where I lived, in Lexington, until I left for college when I was 19. But the point being, Lexington is where I grew up. It was then, and probably still is, best known for the horse farms, you know, that are found in Fayette County and Bourbon County, Lancaster County, all the surrounding counties. That region is known as the Bluegrass Region of Kentucky, and there are a lot of horse farms, beautiful horse farms. But tobacco was far more a part of the local economy, and only the well-off can raise, you know, thoroughbred horses, breed and raise horses. But a poor white farmer, a poor black farmer, a rich farmer, a horse farmer, everybody that had a farm was given an allotment of tobacco, and it was a cash crop. And unless something went terribly awry, you're going to get some money at the end of fall, going into winter. You're going to get some cash. And every farmer brought his dried and bundled burley tobacco to giant warehouses in Lexington to be auctioned off. That town reeked of dried tobacco, a beautiful odor. And that tobacco came in the flatbed trucks and even mule-drawn wagons. It was the 1950s, and Lexington seemed just torn between centuries. It was so bizarre. Wealthy horse breeders, poor black farmers with mules, milking contests were held downtown. A statue of the Confederate raider John Hunt Morgan astride his stallion adorned the courthouse lawn. And every Halloween, someone painted that horse's balls orange. A good tradition. We had a town dog, Smiling Pete. I don't know where the smiling came from. He always snarled and snapped at me. Hi, Pete. When he died, they put a plaque on the sidewalk at the corner of Main and Lime. There was this wonderful cat, a black man that wore a top hat and tails. He said he'd ridden the Stern Wheelers down the Ohio, down the Mississippi, you know, and he could play harmonica like no one. And his name was Long John, Long John. And everyone loved Long John, but I don't remember a plaque put up for him or down on the sidewalk. Lexington was segregated, you know. It was a town with white and black public bathrooms, white and black water fountains. Go to a movie, the balcony was for black folks. It was just crazy to look back on all that. I feel lucky, you know, in so many ways to have grown up there because, I mean, I received some of the kindest acts from the hands and the hearts, really the hearts, I think it is hearts, of African Americans that I came in contact with during my confused middle-class white kid journey. You can come with us, said Mamie Prentice, surrounded by a half dozen grandchildren, grandnieces, grandnephews, and they're picking blackberries near me. You're the doctor's son, aren't you? And well, yeah. Well, why don't you come along? And a tall, gawky white kid picked blackberries and talked about turtles and snakes and pawpaws. Her son Everett was a mechanic in Nicholasville, Kentucky. He taught me how to skin and cook a groundhog. No sense in shooting it if you're not going to eat it, and they only eat clover and your garden. And it was pretty darn good groundhog, I'll tell you. You know, groundhogs are just giant ground squirrels. They're in that family Sciuridae. They're genus species Marmota monax. You know that name, marmots. We got marmots up in the Rocky Mountains, the yellow-bellied marmot. Anyway, they're just a beautiful ground squirrel. Huge. And good eating. And tobacco, is, by the way, is Nicotiana tobacum. It's native to tropical Americas. It's named after, Nicotiana is named after Jean Nicot, a Frenchman who introduced tobacco to France in the 1500s so we could wear the berets and smoke gauloises. Hey, in the spring of 1964, Martin Luther King Jr. came to Kentucky and led a march on Frankfort, our capital, to demand integration of restaurants, integration of theaters, integration of public facilities. 10,000 people came. I was 15 years old. My older sister drove us down there, and we marched toward the Capitol in these straight lines abreast, you know, that they were formed. They were the width of the street. We were all abreast, everyone holding hands. A black woman took my left hand. My sister took my right. And we marched toward the Capitol, 10,000 people holding hands, walking and singing. We shall overcome. We shall overcome. Someday, yeah, deep in my heart, I do believe we shall overcome someday. Hey, I'm Petey Muskete, and this has been Growing Native.